Welcome to Hope's Here. We're continuing our conversation with Greg Howard. He completed a career of 42 years in criminal justice here in Central Kentucky. If you missed that program, I want to encourage you to check it out. He shared about how God kind of pursued him, and yet as a lot of us can relate to, he didn't think that God could really forgive him. And man, if you need to be encouraged by that, you need to check out the podcast of that program. It's only 14 minutes long. You can go to our website. That's hopeishere.today. Hopeishere.today. So, Greg, yesterday you shared about how God just really got your attention. You accepted that forgiveness. You started becoming more aware of where God was working in your life. And, you know, God always brings different people into our lives that are kind of what I call game changers, just kind of change our life for the better, open our eyes to maybe see things a little differently. And God brought a guy named Gio into your life. Tell us a little bit about Gio and how you guys met and the impact that he had on your life.
Yeah, cool guy. And first off, this Hope Is Here is a great name for this, man. I love it. So I'm appreciative of that. And, you know, there are game changers. You know, my wife was a game changer for me on this side. You know, you're always hoping that you marry, you're equally yoked to someone. So certainly I am, and I'm certainly happy about that. Gio was a fellow that it's interesting how we met. I was working at the county attorney's office, and I was supposed to be doing jail work, criminal work, and then in the schools. Well, really, I was a little too old to get into schools, honestly, but I'd been in the job just a short time, and a friend of mine, a young police officer friend of mine, called me and said, "Hey, man, I got somebody you need to meet." I said, "All right, man, let's do it." And so we met at the Central Roll Call Center, and it was Todd and I and Gio. And he's from Chicago, and he had actually been in Kentucky years ago in the 90s, actually when I was running the housing authority units, and we had run into him during that time, but then he got out of jail and went back to Chicago. And he spent some time in the penitentiary, found the Lord, right? And so he gets out and he reconnects here in Lexington. He shows up back in Lexington. He was working at an all-night gas station. And one of my police friends go in to get something to drink. And Gio's very outgoing fella. His name's Gerald Gibson. Gio's his nickname. Giving every opportunity is what that stands for. But he reaches out to my police friend and says, "Hey, man, do you mind if I ask you a question?" And of course, my friend said, "Yeah, man, I'm in a real hurry." But he said, "Yeah, okay, go ahead." Next thing I know, Todd's calling me saying, "Man, you got to meet this guy." And so I go meet with him. And as it turns out, he has a history. He wrote a program in prison called Operation Making a Change. He wrote it in the year 2000 when the world was going to come to an end, you know, Y2K business, and they all thought they were going to die. Everybody did. So he writes this, and he wanted to get it into the schools. Of course, with his history, he wasn't going to get into schools anyplace, and he wasn't going to get into jails anyplace, really. So Todd tells me, and we meet, and I said, "Okay, man, I'll give you a chance. Here's what we'll do." He worked all night there at this gas station. So he got off at 6 a.m., goes to the gym, and he met me almost every day at 8 a.m. after no sleep. And with the help of the county attorney, we got him into the schools, but I had to go with him to every class. We got into the jail. I had to go to every session at the jail. So as I was moving along, watching him do his work and watching how people responded to him with a history, I could see where our connection, a policeman and someone who's actually been in prison, how working together could send a really good message. So this friendship between Gio and I began to develop more and more, and it turned out to be more like my son as opposed to just somebody who I had met through this. And so one time I just approached Larry, the county attorney, and said, "Hey, man, why don't we hire Gio?" Well, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. "I can't hire somebody. You know, you might get off." So he thought about it, and he came back and said, "Okay." So we hired Gio part-time at the county attorney's office, and that led into a full-time job with him. And then that led into a job where the police department actually hired him to do the same thing through their community services and police athletic league. And he now works for the police department, which is really rare to have, you know, a convicted felon working in. But where it helped me was delivering his program in our local jail, the Fayette County Detention Center, with 25 to 35 guys, 25 to 35 fellas, and watching and learning about them and getting to know them. It went from being the crime is what they did, but that's not who God created them to be. And so that led me to a whole different outlook on who they were and as a member of the criminal justice system all this time, we haven't really done that great a job keeping people from coming back. So I really felt like, and after a lot of prayer, a lot of conversation with Keene, I really felt like that if we really wanted to stop some crime, if they find Jesus, man, they won't go back. Mm. Now, it's not 100%. Nothing is, as you know, but I really feel like that if a person legitimately finds Christ, they won't commit the same kind of sin they have been committing.
Well, it's a beautiful thing, and some things that kind of stick out to me, Greg, as you've been sharing. One, it started out just as an obligation. You know, you had
a
to
job,
go with,
really.
You had
right.
to go with him. And yet, you know, the Bible talks about that God, you know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice, but by you being obedient and by showing up, and I think we live in such a culture of I don't feel like doing it, and so we don't, but sometimes when we're obedient, man, God just shows up, doesn't he? It sounds like he did that just by you showing up and going with Gio and doing all these things.
Well, he showed up for both of us. You know, Gio's grown. I mean, the amount of development in him over the years, 10 years or thereabouts, has been remarkable, and certainly my growth has really been good to see people from a different way and not be judgmental. I mean, as a police officer for all these years, my idea was that if somebody committed a crime, yep, you do it, and you take them to jail, and they go to the court system, and the punishments. But I do still see that. I do still feel like that there's responsibilities and accountability for all these things, but I also feel like that if they're incarcerated, the church needs to be working with them. If you see 50, we've seen 55 baptisms in this program over a short period of time at the Fayette County Detention Center. That's a lot of baptisms.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about that program.
Well, Alpha, a lot of people know about Alpha. Alpha is a program that started in the 90s in a church in downtown London called Holy Trinity.
And we say London. We're not talking London, Kentucky.
No, we're talking London, over the big pond. Yeah.
London, England.
Kelsey's Pond, right? But Nicky Gumbel, who's the rector of that church, started it. And our church centenary got involved with it from a perspective, from the church perspective. And my wife and I participated in it for years. And then we've actually taught it in businesses. And it's designed to be taught as a marriage course. Keenan and I taught a marriage course there for a long time with Alpha Marriage Course. And we actually taught at Salvation Army. But in the prisons, no. Well, I was in line recently for a couple of different jobs, really good ones, good police jobs, and I wanted them. But the door slammed on both of those, really, for me. And I got a little whiny about it, really. And then I got a call from a guy named Jack Calley, who is the national director for Alpha Prison Ministry. And he had got my name from somebody else. And he said, hey, Greg, you ever thought about doing Alpha in the prisons? And honestly, I was ashamed I hadn't. You'd think it'd be kind of obvious. I was in the jail so much. I said, you know, Jack, honestly, you know, no, I hadn't. But I didn't know Alpha even had a prison component. And so he flew up here from Dallas and spent 3 days and offered me the director's job for the state, which really didn't mean that much at the time. It's just more work, no pay, really. You know,
right. Yeah.
But and we started teaching this 14-week, every-week program in the Fayette County Detention Center to get our feet wet with the chaplain there, a guy named Frank Feierstein. And, man, it's really going well. And we're branched out to a couple of different prisons, and we're in a juvenile jail. Matter of fact, the police department just gave two of their sergeants an award for teaching this program in the juvenile jail, and it's reduced recidivism as it pertains to auto thefts by juveniles, which is a pretty powerful state.
Wow.
So Alpha's been around a long time, and a lot of cool stories out of regular church Alpha. But when you get into the jail, and Jack said, you know, Greg, going into the jail to teach a Christmas program is like storming the gates of hell. You know, you're there, and then the people, you get a wide variety of people and a wide different religions coming to these things, and it's powerful to see the change in people.
Share some of the topics. You know, it's 14 weeks, but share some of the topics that are each week in Alpha.
Well, it's who is Jesus? I mean, it's basically a non-denominational thing. It's who is Jesus really, which is what we want to talk about. And I mean, it's things like, you know, why is life worth living? I mean, it's who is Jesus? Why did Jesus die? How can we have faith? Why and how should we pray? And how and why should we read the Bible? Or just a few of them. And then is there healing in the world today, whether that be spiritual healing or physical healing? And how does that work? And, you know, why do I pray for some people and nothing ever happens to them? You know, there's a lot of questions like that. And is this the only way to eternity with God? We get a lot of questions, and there's a whole series on that. And the way Alpha works in prison is you go in, and there's a little introduction, and then you show a video which is designed to do the teaching. And then the fellows, men and women at the jail, are broken up into groups, and we have church volunteers that facilitate that conversation. And it's I think the facilitators will tell you pretty regularly they get more out of it than the people that are incarcerated do. But now it's you know, people ask for it. The reason we're at North Point Blackburn, North Point and Danville, is one of the young guys who had been an Alpha at the local jail went to his chaplain at North Point and said, "Hey, if you want a real strong Christian program for the guys, this is what you need." And so the chaplain at prison called me, and we start down there August 1. So it's a real relational thing, Greg. I mean, really, guys that are in jail and girls that are in jail, one of the problems they have, one of the bigger issues, is trust and who they trust and who they don't trust. And most of them, if you start digging into their lives, you'd be saying, "Oh, I get it why you don't trust people." Yeah. I get that.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I love the topics there that you talk about. I mean, it's not just you know, Christianity 101. I mean, you know, I love Jesus. Who is Jesus? Why did he die? But you talk about why does God allow evil? And 14 weeks, I mean, you really develop a lot of relationships, don't you?
You know, the interesting thing about prison ministry in general is that a lot of, and I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying from my perspective, which is really limited. But a lot of people go into the jails and they talk and they, you know, they tell them, you know, they form a little bond with people where they'll bring in an athlete or they'll bring in, and that really doesn't help the inmates much. And they don't they'll do it because they get out of what they're normally doing. But when you're there every Tuesday night for 14 weeks, and what these guys tell us now is when we enter this room, it's like the weight has just been lifted off our shoulder. We feel love. We feel non-judgment. We feel like that we're really learning what a Christian lifestyle is all about, and we're allowed to express our opinions. And so when that happens, I'll get 5 or 6 letters a week, and more than that, phone calls from people spread out all over the country in prison currently.
Wow.
That just want to stay connected. And I feel like that as a part of that support system, if they're calling a policeman, you know, man, it's a big step for them.
No doubt.
And Alpha established that. You know, God working through Alpha. God's in the jail. It's a good place to get the word out. And, you know, sometimes my friends they don't really question me that much, my police friends, but they say, you know, "Don't you think they're just doing that to get us?" Yeah, maybe, you know, but that's not my job to discern that. I mean, that's God's job. And they can trick me, but they can't trick God. So they may be playing a game, but it doesn't matter. I'm still delivering what I think God wants me to do.
If somebody's listening or like, "Man, I'd like to find out more about this Alpha and prison ministry," what's the best way for them to find out information about that?
Well, you know, you can get on alphausa.org/prisons and find out all about the prison ministry. Or, man, they're welcome to call me, or they can call the church. They can call Centenary, the church, and leave a message for me. It's 269-2800, and leave a message for me. Or they can get me on an email, or they can get me through you, whichever.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'd definitely be glad to put you in touch with them. So, well, man, it's been powerful. I love what God's done in your life, what you're doing with Alpha. Man, just thanks so much for being on Hope Is Here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, bless you, brother. I appreciate the time.
All right. That's Greg Howard. If you want to find out more about him, you can reach out to us here. You've got our contact information. Go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can either email or give me a phone call. We'll put you in touch with Greg Howard, and you can find out more about Alpha in the prison system. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.